There is never a chance meeting with God. For you, it may be an encounter or an unexpected casual meeting. With Him, it is appointed. The time and the place were decided beforehand. The purpose of each episode of The Appointed Encounter is to help us know that when we meet the Lord along the way, at that unexpected time, it is not simply happenstance. No, this is an appointed encounter. We will delve into familiar Bible stories and deconstruct them so that we can look back in order to look ahead. We will dig deeper so that when the appointed encounter happens, we don't miss it. Join me as we meet the Lord. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. I'm so glad that you are following along on this journey in John chapter 4. Last week, we began at verse 1, and that is as far as we got. But we encounter him in so many ways and in so many places. In verse 1, we encounter Jesus producing a permanent change in us through not only conviction and repentance, but through baptism. The changes occurring are being heard about by others who are wondering how this area is increasing so rapidly when they thought they understood the foreteller. But he had to decrease. So now there is another baptism taking place. Jesus is making and baptizing more disciples than John. So that brings us to John chapter 4, verse 2, which says, "Though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples." Why is this verse so important? What is it about this detail that God inspired the Apostle John to write it? It is all important. Remember, every jot and every tittle matters. Another question I had was, why didn't Jesus do the baptizing? John did. But we read in John 3:22 that after these things came Jesus and his disciples into the land of Judea, and there he tarried with them and baptized. But the Apostle John points out that only the disciples baptized. So I said, "What is it, Lord?" And I was directed back to the definition, and this time also to Thayer's Greek lexicon. Here we have it defined as baptized, meaning to administer the rite of ablution, or to baptize. Ablution meaning the act of washing oneself. And then the usage, according to Thayer, is in the New Testament. It is used particularly of the rite of sacred ablution, first instituted by John the Baptist, afterward by Christ's command, received by Christians and adjusted to the contents and nature of their religion, viz. An immersion in water, performed as a sign of the removal of sin and administered to those who, impelled by a desire for salvation, sought admission to the benefits of the Messiah's kingdom. So it is administered or performed by someone for the removal of sins. Remember, later Jesus would say in John 20:23, "Whosoever sins ye remit or send away, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained." So someone must send them away, and someone must carry them away. In comes the scapegoat. Jesus is the one who would take away the sins. He carries them away. John and the disciples didn't take them away. They simply administered the baptism. They remitted the sin. They sent them away. Those sins were transferred to the scapegoat. the scapegoat would then carry them away. This was instituted under the law. Remember, again, not one jot or tittle of the law will pass, but it will all be fulfilled. So we read in Leviticus 16:8-10 about the scapegoat. And Aaron shall cast lots upon two goats, one lot for the Lord, and the other lot for a scapegoat. And Aaron shall bring the goat upon which the Lord's lot fell and offer him for a sin offering. But the goat on which the lot fell to be the scapegoat shall be presented alive before the Lord to make atonement with him and to let him go for a scapegoat into the wilderness. The priest made atonement over the scapegoat, laying Israel's guilt upon it, and then sent it away, the goat bearing upon him all the iniquities unto a land not inhabited. So what is this encounter with Jesus not baptizing but the disciples? We as followers and disciples of Jesus perform the rite. Jesus, our scapegoat, carries away the sins of the world. So in your baptism that is performed, you encounter Jesus as your scapegoat. He takes away the weight of the sin that is so easily besetting you. Did you feel the release of your transferred sins to the scapegoat at your baptism? Have you even encountered him in this manner? If not, reach out to me. I can remit those sins. I can send you to where they will perform the rite of baptism so that you can have this appointed encounter with Jesus, our scapegoat. I can be reached at Yvette@theappointedencounter.com. Again, that is Yvette@theappointedencounter.com. I'm truly honored that you have stopped in to listen again. I want to thank you. Make sure to like and share The Appointed Encounter with your family and friends. Hit subscribe so that you don't miss next week's episode, where we will move on to verse 3. And again, I'm Yvette Houghton. Blessings, grace, and peace until we meet again.